I'm Howard Russell Bimar. I'm the sixth generation of my family in Madeira. And we're talking about the Tishine. Before the First World War, the property where used to be the Shell station, that was owned by a guy by the name of Bauer. He had built that little room, and I know not what, why he did it. So Mr. Bauer was out, and he had, in the meantime, built up quite a department store. You can buy anywhere from a suit to a pair of socks. He was well done. He really was. And so the ownership of the little building passed on, and I don't even know who they are now. But it's been open, you know, ever since. When it was a post office, the whole front end was post office. If you look at it today, the front end is split to the shoemaker, but the back part of the house still remains, and I think it's now occupied by a clock company. After the post office moved off, then it became the first and only city building we ever had for police meetings, for the guardians of our welfare. And that stayed that way until the Methodist Church sold their house, their building at Euclid in Miami. And that then was restructured in a manner that created a nice courtroom, whatever you have, you know. That's among the times when Dan McDonald moved in. And he was, for 19 years, he sort of ruled the roost pretty well, did a pretty good job for a young guy. He was only a year ahead of me, you know.